Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So Canines for Cops is a public art campaign to memorialize Chicago Police Department's fallen officers and support the families of police officers killed or catastrophically injured in the line of duty. It's being produced by the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation in partnership with PAWS. German Shepherd statues designed and painted by artists will be standing watch along the Magnificent Mile from July 23rd until Labor Day. Lieutenant John Garrido helps raise money for the families of fallen Chicago police officers and firefighters in various events and fundraisers throughout the year. And to talk about the K-9 for Cops initiative is John Garrido. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Nice to see you as always. This K-9 for Cops really brings the two things you are passionate about together.
Oh, it absolutely is a marriage of my two passions, animal rescue and the helping the families of fallen police officers, absolutely.
And tell us how this all came about.
So if you remember when they did the Horses of Honor.
Yes.
Right, so that was the horses that were painted and they were up and down Michigan
Avenue.
And
we've had cows and we've had benches and always something symbolic.
Something, right, right. Yeah. But the horses were specific to the Memorial Foundation to raise money for the memorial.
Yeah.
And that was just such a successful event. We were thinking, well, what's the next thing that we can do? And the memorial came up with the idea of doing canines, the dogs that actually are also part of the police department, a very, very integral part of the department. And, well, dogs. So
sure,
let's see if we could partner with PAWS Chicago. And they were excited to jump on board. And now that the money that we raised, a portion of it's going to go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and the other will go to PAWS Chicago, which they will use for their Inglewood project that they have to help the underserved over there as far as spay, neuter, and medication for their dogs and pets.
That's fantastic. So tell us folks a little bit more, though, about the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, what it does.
So the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation steps in whenever an officer is either killed in the line of duty or catastrophically injured in the line of duty. And as a matter of fact, they've even expanded now where if an officer, you know, dies or has a significant injury that maybe not be catastrophic, they still step in to help. And that's everything from giving a one-time payment at the time of death or injury to paying for the children of the officer through elementary school, through college.
It's amazing.
Paying for all of that. We've done things retrofit their vehicles if they need to be able to drive.
Their homes
and everything. Yeah. I mean, just anything and everything just to make sure that those families aren't forgotten. And it really is, couldn't be more meaningful to be able to step up that way for these families to help them out and get through. Nothing's going to obviously, you know, give them back what they had, but boy, this really helps.
Very cool. Very cool. And there's about 65 dogs currently in the canine unit?
There are.
They're
in various units throughout and everything, but overall roughly about 65 dogs.
Now, I've seen the dog, and we're going to post it at WGNRadio.com and on my Facebook page as well, but tell me about the artists behind these, because they look beautiful.
So there's a variety of artists, and when you decide to sponsor a dog, you can commission your own artist if you like.
Okay.
But the first dog that you'll see, the one that you're going to put up, is done by Officer Peter Bucks. He's a Chicago police officer. He's a gang officer, actually.
Wow.
And he happens to be a very, very talented
artist.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And he does excellent work. You know, we've got several artists that are going to be involved in this that will be available. Or, like I said, if you have your own artist, as long as it's a little more than finger painting.
Exactly. But you supply the dogs, so I mean, it's an open canvas.
It is.
So to speak.
When you sponsor it, it comes. It's a blank white dog.
Yeah,
and then just a canvas for the artist to
tell us about the sponsorship and what the costs are. I mean, you're looking for corporate, but individual donations, obviously, as well.
Anybody, right? So it's $2,000 to sponsor the dog. And then if you want to keep the dog, it's an extra $500.
Okay.
And then you also have to pay for the artist. So then the artist
you have to pay for their time as well.
For their time as well, right. But once you get the whole thing put together, then you can work on the theme. And the general theme has been mostly, you know, with fallen police officers. But it can be anything and any way you want.
How many dogs are we going to try to get out there down Michigan?
The goal is to get 300. That's that's what we'd like to get.
Phenomenal.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, what a great
right?
fundraising opportunity.
300 of them, yes.
Yeah. Now, as I've said before, we've known each other for the past couple of decades, and I know how dedicated you are to your profession and your community. So thank you again for all that you do.
Thank you.
I also tell you that your passion is animals, and I always say this to you, that you are such a great presence on social media for what you do and getting the word out, especially when there's a lost dog or there's a stray dog or any animal that you guys find on the street, I'm assuming now everyone from the police department is just calling you directly at this point.
I'm getting, thankfully, there are many others that are jumping on board with this, but yes, I'm definitely being inundated with requests for help, which I'm fine with. But yeah, definitely.
But I call, you know, my kids look at it with me as the Johnny Garrido show, because really, when you're on social media and you do that almost every day, you really do have an audience that's following you, and I think you do a fabulous job with that. But what you do is a lot of these animals need medical care immediately, and you can tell right away they haven't eaten, they're dirty, they have a limp, whatever it might be. And you do a lot of this through various organizations throughout Chicago, right?
Yes. We've partnered up with several rescues that help us to place dogs that end up not finding their families. But initially, immediately, we worked together with the Niles Animal Hospital, even the Portage Park Animal Hospital, but mostly with the Niles Animal Hospital, where they have a fund there set up for us. And all of the dogs that we run through there, they take care of at a very discounted rate. And then people that call there to donate help take care of that and knock that down. And then we move on from there to the dog house, also up at Milwaukee and Devon. And they help them get the dogs a spa day, and they help take care of and clean the dogs up for us while they're waiting to find their homes.
And you're taking care of a lot of this, but it's also building up some bills. I mean, they're taking care of it, and they're doing a lot of it out of love for animals. But there's a fund that you can donate to for some of these strays and so forth. Where do you go for that?
Correct, right. You can just call the Niles Animal Hospital directly. 100% of anything donated goes towards their medical care.
Yeah.
So you can call it into Niles Animal Hospital, and they can take your credit card over the phone, or you can send them a check, or stop in there and drop off a check. But it's great. Like I said, 100% of all money donated just goes to pay down that fund for the medical.
But one of the biggest issues that I've seen, and that you always say, and you say it sometimes with some contempt, like, ah, there's no tags, there's no chips. That is something critical you should do for every pet.
It's frustrating, and I guess just doing what we're doing, right? Trying to get the word out as much as we can. But, boy, just so many dogs that we get in that don't have tags. And if they had a chip, every station, every police station, and in a lot of firehouses have chip readers. We find your dog, we scan it, that dog is, we're calling you within 15 minutes from the time that we find it.
But sometimes you've also said when there's a chip or a collar, the information isn't updated either. You got to make sure you're updating that information
as well. So that's the thing. And they're starting to change that, but I know animal control has changed that already in other rescues. But a lot of times they'll give you your dog and they'll give you the paperwork and they say, all right, you just adopted this dog. When you get home, call in and make sure you change the registration information. And so many people don't. They're excited about their new dog.
Yeah.
They go home, the paperwork sits on the side, and they never do it. And then when their dog does get lost, we scan it, and it takes us back to either a rescue that maybe has been shut down.
Yeah.
And then we have no information, or it just takes us that much longer to find the rescue and get a hold of them, and then it always seems to be on a weekend.
Yeah, of course. Nobody's open, of course. And then all of a sudden they're in your house. There are situations that I've seen that you post on Facebook where dogs are just abandoned in the yard, and I'm not sure what people think is going to happen to them. But what is if there's something that happens where they can't take care of the dog anymore? I know there's some that you found, you've traced it back to the owner, and they said, I can't handle it anymore. So at some point, they just let the dog go. Where can they take these animals in case that there's an issue?
And you're right. There are just some horrific situations. People have just moved out of their apartments and left the dog behind. We've had dogs that we find them after they've starved to death. Yeah. Or we just recently saved one where it was only in there 3 days, thankfully, and recovered the dog, and the South Suburban Humane Society took that one in. And there's just a lot, so many places that these dogs can go. Just don't leave them behind.
Right.
Letting them out your front door or leave them on the side of the road. It's either take them to the nearest police station or to Animal Care and Control. I know nobody wants to go there, or Paws Chicago or any of these shelters or rescues. Somebody will always take the dog in.
Very cool. Also, there is other ways that you are raising money for the foundation, for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. You're doing something right now, or Delightful Pastries, which is 5927 West Lawrence in Chicago, is doing something right now. Tell us about this new initiative.
Right. So you remember before we did Cupcakes with Fannies at Milwaukee and Montrose, and then we did Truffles with City News Cafe over on Cicero and Six Corners there, and now Delightful Pastries has stepped up for us, and they're making thin blue line cookies, and they're heart-shaped or square cookies
with
the common theme is the thin blue line, which is for the police officers. And 50% of the money that we raise from there will go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. It runs through February 18th at Delightful Pastries. And buy some cookies.
Yeah, so that's 5927 West Lawrence Avenue or delightfulpastries.com. And where do folks find out more information about this Canines initiative for Michigan Avenue here?
So it's chicagocanines.com, and it's Chicago, the letter K, the number 9, and a small s or any size s, .com, chicagocanines.com, or Canines for Cops on Facebook.
Cool. Well, thank you for all you do as one of Chicago's finest and all you do for the community. Johnny Garrido, thanks, pal.
Thank you very much.